فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صلوات First of all, I would like to congratulate Imam of our time, only son of our 11th Imam, Imam Zamana Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajmu Sharif. On very auspicious day, birthday of his father, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi wa salatu wa salam. A month before, already we talk about our 11th Imam in his life history, as well some of the ahadith and saying of our Imam has been shared by me in khutbah and in English lecture. But previously we announced for every Sunday there is a specific subject, certain subject. And today our subject is sabr. And if you are looking for best example of all these characters, you cannot find except in the holy family of our Rasul. They all were sabir. And our 11th Imam, especially in his case, I can say, because it is also sabr, he was house arrested by king of that time. Still his son in Ghaibat al-Kubra, this is also one kind of sabr. I recited ayah from Quran where Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salat inna allaha ma'as-sabirin. O believers, seek help and assistance from Allah with patience, consistency, perseverance. With sabr wa salat and prayer, inna Allah ma'as sabirin, and certainly Allah is with people, those who are patient ones, those who are sabir. That this part, not only at one place, there are two places where Allah is saying, Allah is with patient one, Allah is with sabir people. One ayah is Surah Al-Baqarah, which I recited just now, ayah number 153. But there are two conditions. And Allah is addressing believers. If you are believer, then this is for you. Istaino, ask help and assistance from Allah. But what kind of the assistance? This is not materialistic assistance. This is not wealth. It is not health. But what we are asking, what Quran is guiding you, Quran is saying, Istaino, ask assistance from Allah, seek help from Him. This sabr. Sabr is biggest wealth. Istaino bis sabr. You ask for help from Allah through sabr. Wassalat and prayer. And then Quran is declaring, Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. See, while you are praying to Allah, but Allah is not saying, Allah is with you. While you are going for hajj, Allah, of course you are doing ibadah, it is one kind of the ibadah and the biggest ibadah. It is symbolic. But Allah is not saying, if someone is going for hajj, verily, certainly I am with him. But when a person is showing his patience and sabr and preservedness, Allah is saying, I am with him. And not only at one place, at another place, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 249. Where Quran is saying, كَمْ مِنْ فِعَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِعَةً كَثِيرًا. Because so many times we people, we are thinking that sabr means what? The one who is weaker. That person is sabir. One who cannot reply, that person is sabir. A person who is disabled, that person is sabir. The one who is cold, he is sabir. One who is hungry, he is sabir. But actually, who is sabir? According to the Quran, Quran is saying, "Kam min fiatin qalilatin ghalabat fiatin kathira." Sabr, actually it is power. Because Quran itself is explaining, Quran is saying, when very small group of the people, and they are defeating the big group, only with the weapons of sabr. So if sabr was sign of cowardness, sign of weakness, sign of disability, sign of inability, then we can say, of course, sabr and patience is the thing. If a person cannot do anything, that person is doing sabr. But we can see in the history of mankind, the one who was very powerful like Ali, he was sabr. One who was Hussein, he was sabr. See, the two powerful people, not weaker people, they shown their sabr and they are saying, we are sabir. And Quran is saying, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Now look, kam min fi'atin qalila. How many people were with Imam Hussain? Only 72. How many people were with Yazid? More than 100,000 or near about. If minimum there were 100,000 people with Yazid and the maximum is 72 people, because we people, we are thinking that we are in the situation. It is wrong interpretation. We are saying that the sabir is the one who is the weaker one, who is the weakest one. Sabir is the strongest one, who is able to react, but he is not reacting. Who is able to punish, but he is not punishing. Who is able to stand before them, but he is forgiving. Why? It is sabr. It is patience. Quran is saying, kam min fiatin qalila, only 72 people. Ghalabat fiatin kaseera, 100,000 people. So this way, Yasi in Urdu couplet is saying, kathrat daleel haqq wa sadaqat na ban saki, laakho huwe zaleel bahakkar ke saamne. Kathrat daleel haqq wa sadaqat na ban saki, laakho huwe zaleel bahakkar ke saamne. See, if the majority was sign of power, so Yazid was powerful. If minority was sign of weakness, so Yazid was weakest one. Hussein was weakest one. But what happened? See, only 72 people, hungry, thirsty, lost their lives, but they are, still today they are victorious. Why? Quran declares, kam min fiatin qalilatin ghalabat fiatin kathir. How comes? Because support from Allah. Assistance from Allah. Allah is saying, Inna Allah ma sabri, another place. Allah is with these people, those who are very few, but they are sabir. Now, besides another ayah from Quran. Sometimes Quran is saying, because you people are thinking in the impression, sabir is the weaker one. But now look, sometimes Quran is saying, a sabir, a patient one, he has power of two people sometimes. Sometimes Quran is saying, a person who is patient one, he has the power of 10 people. Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 65-66. Where Quran is saying, surah number 8. Quran is saying, إِن يَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مِعَتَ صَابِرَةٍ يَغْلِبُ مِعَتَيْن. مِعَ means 100. مِعَتَيْن means 200. If there are 100 sabir and patient one, they will be victorious over 200 people. That means their power is more than two. Huh? Two times more. Because they are victorious over two. 100 they can get victory over 200. That means they are more powerful than them. At another place, in Suratul Anfal, Quran is saying, come, then Quran is saying, وَإِن يَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ إِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُ مِعْتَيْنَ. If there are 20 sabir, they will get success over 200 people. Now you see, there is number of patients, there are only 20. And the enemies, there are 200. So that means patience is power. Patience is empowerment. Patience is taqat.
question is authority. Question is not the one, there is the coward one. But why not reacting? Why is not replying? We'll give answer. So now we understand another ayah. Where Quran is saying, وَإِن يَكُونُ مَعْتًا وَإِن يَكُونُ مَعْتًا مَعْتًا صَابِرْ يَغْلَبُوا أَلْفًا. If there are 100 sabir, they are able to give defeat to the 1,000. 10 times. So sabir is not weaker. Sabir is stronger. Now, at another place, Hazrat Talut, Salawat. He stood against Jalut, he was the king, and he has a big army. When he went there, see, what is sabr? Look here. When Hazrat Talut, he went with his people, and the people, those who were with him, they were very few. But they got victory over them. Quran is saying, or everything about this sabr, because we people, we believe in the Quran. We believe in the Hadith. And we are giving ayat and references from the Quran, and we are proving that we are the real sabr people. What happened? Hazrat Talut, he is going with his people, and the number was very few. And they were passing from the one canal, one spring. There was the water. And they all went to drink water. Hazrat Talut, he is saying, غُرْفَةً مِنْ, drink only little amount of water. Take in your hand, only once. Little amount of the water. And if a person, he will drink only little amount of the water, it will be sufficient for him, and it will satisfy his thirst. Understand? Quran is saying. Adat from the head. Prophet is saying. People, they went, only few of them, they drank a little amount, and the most of them, they drank much as possible. But those who obey Hazrat Talut, that little amount of water was enough for them, and it satisfied their thirst. And those who were drinking much as possible, still they were thirsty. They are not leaving the bank of river, and they are still drinking. And Hazrat Talut is saying, because remember, I was saying, if you drink only a little amount of the water, it will be enough for you. But you are not obeying me. So you are in the problem. You are in the difficulty. So what happened? Little amount of, but they were able to drink, but why they are not drinking? You understand the meaning of sabr. Because there was the river of the bank of the river. There was the water, lot of water. Not the glass. Not the basket of the water. Not 100 liter or 1000 liter. There was the river and the people they were drinking. But only one thing was in the mind, because head and the commander and the Peygamber and the prophet of the time, he said you, he ordered us, he commanded us, drink only little amount of the water. And they drank. And it was enough for them. And the people, those who were not obeying, that river was not enough for them. So remember one thing, what you understand from this sabr, if the thing is there, and you are able to use, but your imam is saying it is haram. You can eat, but you are not eating. You can spend, but you are not spending. Why? That amount is haram, that money is haram. Because you remember, this is the sabr. And there is the ajr, al-sabr ma'una. If someone is showing his patience, restraining himself, there is ajr for him. Imam is saying, your amal, there is a reward and sawab, but the reward and sawab, it is related with your sabr. How patient you are. Now how you are showing your patience in your ibadah? While you are standing for 2 rakat namaz in the morning, or for zuhr, Bismillah ar-Rahman wa alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, you are completing as fast as possible. You are not showing your sabr, patience in your ibadah. If someone is not showing sabr and patience in the ibadah, because Imam is saying, your ajr and reward is related with your sabr. How sabr you are while you are praying? How sabr you are while you are fasting? How sabr you are while you are obeying your parents? How sabr you are while you are reciting Quran? If half an hour you are sitting and reading Quran, of course, no, 100 of ayah, my target. Don't make the target of the 100 ayah. Make target how many ayah I am reciting properly, in proper manner. That is very important. That is sabr.
بالصبر. Quran is saying, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Sabr means fasting. Another meaning for sabr is fasting. See, for 13 hours, for 15 hours, you are not drinking, you are not eating, you are refraining yourself from 10 things which are allowed before the Azan of Fajr, which are halal for you to eat and drink, and all those 10 things after the Azan of Maghrib. But between Fajr and Maghrib, you are not eating, you are not drinking, you are refraining yourself for 10 things, from 10 things. You understand? This is sabr. Because things are available, things are there, but you are not drinking. See, there is not issue of the haram. It was not alcohol. Huh? It was not food made by any kafir. It was not unlawful. It was lawful, but you are in the state of roza and you are fine. You cannot eat. Okay. Another thing. Our Rasul is saying, and there is a hadith where, in hadith of Qudsi Khuda is saying, As-sawmu li wa nawzidi. Fasting is for me, and I will reward for you. Why it is for Allah? That while you are praying, you are not making niyah qurbatan in Allah. Is it? You are making niyah qurbatan in Allah. When you are going for hajj, you are not making niyah qurbatan in Allah. When you are giving sadaqah, you are not making niyah. When you are giving khums, you are not making niyah. Of course. When you are giving khums, you are not making niyah. Qurbatan in Allah is there. But actual qurbatan in Allah in the fasting. Because when I am praying in my house, people they are seeing me. When I am coming in the mosque or in the center and I am praying, people they are seeing me. People they are witness for my prayers. When I am going for hajj, people they are witness. Okay, when I am giving my khums, most of the people they are not aware whether I am giving or not. But the one who is receiving sana sabat from me, he knows. Huh? One who is collecting sana amount from me, he knows that khums was paid by Abul Qasim. Okay? Qurbatan in Allah, but people they are knowing. But when a person is fasting in the month of Ramadan, he was able to drink, he was able to eat, he can hide it. When no one is seeing, he can drink, and then he can make niyat for the fasting. You understand? As-sawm li wa nawzidi. This fasting is only for me, because no one is seeing me. Okay, no one is here. The door is closed, it's dark. I'll drink a few drops of the water. But here, that person who is fasting, he remember one thing. I am fasting for Allah, so I will drink. I will not drink. Why I eat? Because I am fasting. So he is not doing all those 10 things. This is sabr. Things were available, but he is not drinking, he is not eating. That is sabr. Now, Quran is saying, they were not satisfied. At another place about these people, Quran is saying, they were the one, they were praying to Allah, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran. See, without the assistance and help of Allah, we cannot show our patience. Help of Allah is condition. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran. O Allah, pour sabr from your side. Wa thabbit aqdamana, and keep our foot firmly on right path. Thabbit aqdamana. Wa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. O Allah, help us against enemy of Islam, enemy of Aqidah, enemy of faith and belief. وَانْفُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Now, about the sabr, there are the few another ayah from the Quran. Salat on Baba Zibulan. From where I am going to prove that sabr is power. Now see, there are three types of the sabr. Our master, he is saying, our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, is saying, he's saying there are three types of the sabr. As-sabr ala al-musiba, was-sabr ala al-ta'a, was-sabr ala al-ma'asiyah. How many types? Three types. Now you understand, sabr is actually, it is power. Power to control. Power to restrain. Power to refrain, huh? So it is one kind of the power, and already Quran shown and Quran proved. Now here, Imam is saying there are three types of the sabr. Sabrun ala ta'a. What is the sabrun ala ta'a? Sabrun ala ta'a means, see, it is the early morning,
quarter to six, time for Fajr prayer. And there is a heavy rain outside. It is difficult to leave the house. It is winter. Very difficult. But what happened? If someone is